Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. A couple short sections of it. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Then at the end. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I want to start this out by setting up a contrast. Luther does that in the quote about Luther by Luther on the back of the bulletin. He says, in the papacy, I feared Christ. What's that mean? It wasn't just one man telling Luther what to be afraid of. It was a whole system that you better love God. You need to do good works. You need to pray. You ought to. You ought to love others. You ought to be kind. You ought to believe. And all of these, you better and you oughts. There is a question. The question is, when have I done enough? Shared that thought a couple months ago in one of the sermons, and somebody came up to me afterward and said, "You, that's exactly it. That's it. How do I know when I've done enough? And I can't ever know when I've done enough. Done enough to be forgiven, done enough to earn salvation, done enough." And anybody that comes along and starts telling you that you have to do this or that in order to gain salvation, that's the question. When is enough? And as Luther details, yes, I have seen some of those paintings of Jesus as the angry judge. And when Jesus is painted as an angry judge, where do you turn? But yes, he's absolutely right. They painted Jesus sitting on a rainbow, and there's the sinners down there, and they're shaking in fear. And he is angry, he is mad, he is mad about the sin. And when you do that, Christianity just becomes one of all of the other religions that tell you, you better do this, you better do that, you better do the other thing. And there's fear. There's fear because you never know. Let me share a story with you. A friend of mine down in Southern Illinois, I helped to train him to go preach the gospel at prisons and to prisoners, and he could, because of his connections, he could get into places where I couldn't. And so through some months of training and going through what they were asking him, what he was answering, finally he came back to me one day and he said this. He said, I told those guys down at the jail, I said, you know, Jesus has done everything that's needed. He did it for you. He does not demand that you do this or do that or do the other things. And he said the guys down at the jail, they were got. Because see, in our day, we have people growing up with religion is you ought to, and religion is you better, and religion is you have to, and they're trying to measure up to something, and when their life begins to fall apart and they're in jail, they decide, well, I'm going to even more fervently try and believe, and I'm going to even more fervently commit my life to God. And they try and they try and they try, and then it fails all over again. And they're completely lost. What do I do now? And here comes this guy that says, you know, it's not what you do, it's what Jesus has done for you. And their first reaction is, well, does that mean I don't have to do all of these things that I was trying to do? In order to earn salvation? No, you don't. And then they started asking him, You sure about this? I've never heard that. Is it in the Bible? And then was the back and forth that lasted a long time, and they're picking his brain and asking him for more and more verses to tell them that sins are forgiven freely by Jesus Christ. Who doesn't demand payment, doesn't demand good works to earn it, doesn't even demand that our faith should be strong enough to earn it, just simply tells us our sins are forgiven. What an amazing thing. Luther grew up with that whole burden on him, trying to drag his sorry German life, trying to drag his sorry German life into the kingdom of God by doing enough works. Maybe if I go into a monastery, maybe if I pray so many hours a day, maybe if I take on sufferings, maybe if I do enough good works, maybe if I believe harder. Searching for a loving God, for God that you don't have to hide from or be afraid of or appease or earn his love, and unable to find him through those things, not even by confessing all his sins, because he couldn't get to all of them. It doesn't work that way, does it? It doesn't work that way because that is not what the real God actually is like. And every false idea of God ends up going wrong and tormenting us. It doesn't work that way because with God, you can't earn his favor or forgiveness or salvation. It's like they said to us out in Iowa, giving directions, you can't get there from here. Of course, out in Iowa, they also gave these directions of, well, you go out this road until you come to the spot where the old Miller barn was, you know, the one that burned down 20 years ago. No, we don't. But you can't get there from here. Truth is, you cannot find and win salvation because salvation has to be given freely as a gift. Salvation has to come finding and winning you in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is what happened with Martin Luther. Wrestling with the Bible, tormented by the words, the righteousness of God, until Jesus came finding him and bringing a strange righteousness. Think about it. Let me sharpen the contrast just a little bit more even. Think about the thief on the cross. Just after he hears Jesus say the words, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And there he is. Up to that instant, he knew for sure that he was lost eternally. And what just happened? Salvation. Is he there with his mouth hanging open going, "What? What? This is it? This is salvation and I've got eternal life instead of eternal damnation? What just happened?" See? The words of Jesus. If the Son sets you free, because he is the one who can set us free, because he is the one that carried our sins to the cross, because he is the one that lived the holy and perfect life, because he is the one who conquered death itself, because he is the one who trampled the devil, And it's all done. It is finished. It is complete. And there's nothing more that we can add to it because there it is, a gift. You thought religion was you having to do good works and earn your way into eternal life. Guess what? It's a gift. You thought the Bible was all about laws and rules, and you opened it up and it said, your sins are forgiven. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Well, that surprise is what people all through the centuries have experienced. Finding out that Christianity and salvation is not about me doing good works, but about Jesus doing the work of salvation to make me his own. This is how Luther describes feeling. After so many years of trying to earn God's favor, after wrestling with the words, the righteousness of God, then having it suddenly opened to him, when the Son of God, the Good Shepherd, came and found him and gave him the truth, and the truth set him free, that he discovers salvation is a gift from God. Heaven is open. I didn't have to earn my way into it. Jesus did it. I didn't have to deserve eternal life. Jesus did that for me. I didn't have to pay for my sins. Jesus did that for me, and he said, it is finished. Luther says, it's like the gates of heaven flew wide open, and I entered in through those wide open gates. And then what's he do? If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He starts running free, running free through the Bible, grabbing onto this verse and that verse and the other verse, and finding out that the message of you are set free by Jesus Christ, that's it, is the message that is all over in the Bible. And then with new eyes, he sees the whole scripture. And now it's not a set of commandments demanding obedience and fear. It is a letter from God saying, you are loved, and you are saved, and you are set free. And this is forever. He's stunned. He's amazed. And he has to tell about it. 500 years we've been telling about it. Actually, since the Garden of Eden, we've been telling about it. That salvation is given by God without cost, except to him, except to Jesus. Forgiveness is free. And you don't have to pay for it, and you don't have to earn it. And the new life to live with God forever, that's a gift. You don't have to earn it by reforming your life and building your faith until your faith is strong enough that you are worthy of being with God in heaven. If you tried it that way, you couldn't get there from here. But instead, what God has done in Jesus Christ has done the whole thing. And there's not even a need for purgatory. That's all pointless because Jesus earned it all. But let's dip one more time into these words. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Because see, as Christians, this is not just a freedom to go and do whatever. This is a freedom of being connected to God through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's a freedom that opens up eternal life. It's a freedom that isn't permission to go out and do your worst, but a relationship where if you're connected to God through Jesus Christ, He's doing his best. And his best includes watching over you your whole life, bringing you along in the faith, guarding and defending you, opening up eternity for you, and having you then walking with God in eternal blessings. It's not a freedom from so much as a freedom to. It's not a freedom of breaking away from so much as it is a freedom that comes as we are joined to Jesus Christ, so that all of his blessings become ours. So that God, with all of his life, all of his grace, all of his mercy, is ours. And that's absolutely amazing. So this is what Luther discovers and has to start telling everybody. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.